Here is Jenny from Philadelphia, listening on WBYN. Welcome, Jenny, to New Life Live.
Why, thank you. I'm calling because I'm really concerned. Our 25-year-old granddaughter has been dating a Muslim. I've had them over for dinner. She lives with her dad, and she had accepted Jesus when she was a little girl, but she hasn't been raised in the church, only when she's with us, because she lives in a different state. So she's coming over tomorrow, and we're having a daytime together. And I just need to really talk about this because they're wanting her to convert. They're teaching her Arabic, and they've taken her to different functions. She's just being inundated with attention from when she wakes up in the morning until she goes to bed at night. This man is always calling her and seeing how she is and just giving her all kinds of loving attention. Really scary to me.
Now, are they engaged or just dating right now?
No. Dating. Yeah.
Wow. What do you guys say?
Yeah.
Well, I think you do want to give her some advice, your grandma, and that's great. But I think you want to ask a lot of questions. Sometimes I think you can get more input to and from your granddaughter by, not making it too dramatic, but just simply saying, honey, I've been doing a lot of thinking about this, and I wonder, and I know this man has given you a lot of attention, and I know that you really, really like him. Have you thought about, and then fill in the blank? And
okay.
And I would ask her those kind of questions. See if she's thought through some of this process, because maybe she has, maybe she hasn't. And in some ways, your questions may put her into disequilibrium, if you would. And what I mean by that is it may cause her to go, wow, I've not really thought much about that. It is true that when you look at in premarital counseling, one of the things we look at is do they have a compatibility with faith and do they have a compatibility with other parts of life. And I'll be honest with you, a lot of times, you said she made a commitment to Jesus, but she hasn't been really living it out. But, when a Christian is involved with a Muslim, there are not just compatibility issues. There's huge ones, of course, with the religion. But there's also ones in terms of just the way they live. Arabic. She's learning Arabic or whatever. So I would ask some of those kinds of questions and let her know, put her on notice that if she ever wants to talk to you, stay safe with her. So I wouldn't get too preachy or lectury, which you don't seem like that kind of person anyway, but I wouldn't get too preachy or lectury because I think you might then lose the safety that you can have from her if something does come up. Now, there are, deep concerns, and I understand those deep concerns. I would ask a lot more questions than give advice, although if she asks you for advice, I would give her your advice. I always say, do they know what you believe? Do they know how you feel? Sure. You want to give that to them, and especially if they're going to ask you. So it's a dialogue. Create a dialogue as opposed to just grandma saying, here's what my concerns are. That's what I do.
Yeah. I've had them over for dinner, and I've observed his behavior. And he's very sweetly controlling.
Yeah.
And he even showers me with attention, and I'm very uncomfortable with it. I don't like gifts, and I don't like the familiarity that he assumes with me.
Yeah, he hasn't earned it, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not his grandma.
I think that to just piggyback on what Jim was saying is asking questions about what I call reality questions, mm-hmm. reality yeah. checks, right? What is a life of a woman like in this religious environment?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What would your days look like? Mm-hmm. What would your decision making be like?
Yeah.
And then also more positive questions like this. What do you find compelling or what do you find interesting? Or is there something attractive about this? Because a lot of times, Jenny, what we find in these high controlling environments is that's what people are attracted to. The certainty of the control.
Right.
It eliminates ambiguity. People are compelled by that type of clarity. And so, especially if they're, you know, early 20s is a, or mid 20s, you know, 20s is a very vulnerable time where we're trying to find our place in the world and the place in which we right. belong. And if someone offers that on a silver platter and we just have to give up control to get it, mm-hmm. oftentimes that's an exchange rate people will give. However, by asking reality-based questions, it can help snap them out of that.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, sometimes we just even put religion aside. There's an ethnic issue where is she comfortable being dominated in a relationship? Because if you look at the Middle East, that's how they do marriage and that's how they do relationships.
Yes, we know that, but he says, well, they are not like that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Well, I find from him, I'm never getting clear answers. Mm-hmm. Everything is fuzzy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I've done research on my own. Mm-hmm. And I know part of their new culture is that they can do that, you mm-hmm. know, and right. they can be deceitful, basically. And that is what I know he's doing. So mm-hmm. that's why I'm really sure. upset. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's why you're going to ask good questions. I think you'll be wonderful. And playing it down the road, let's pretend that they go farther. You don't want that. You're hoping that that doesn't happen.
But if you
say to her, you know, and I'm using the word safe again, saying, you know what, if there ever is something that makes you feel uncomfortable in this, or all of a sudden it doesn't look right, because I've heard that happen sometimes, you know, I want you to call me. And so you're also saying, I'm in this with you for the long haul. Mm-hmm. And I frankly, by your questions, she'll understand that you don't love this and you're not accepting it. But you also can say, if you want to talk, because she may not be getting that from somebody else. And so she may, you know, in a moment of, you know, as this thing gets farther down the road, you may truly be that one safe person for her that she knows has her best interest in mind.